We all have secrets.
Ooh.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Some secrets are big, as big as a rocket. Some secrets are small and fit in your pocket.
Okay, so the analogy was just so you could rhyme.
Some secrets are hidden away from your wife. Some secrets come back and ruin your life.
I feel like that's a poem we should all memorize.
Yeah. Why am I talking about secrets? Because recently a story came out in the news about a woman from North Carolina who was searching for her biological father.
Oh, that's awesome.
Her name's Kathy Gilchrist, and for years, the only thing she really knew was that she'd been adopted back when she was an infant.
Okay.
But Kathy decided after all the new advances in genealogy and ancestry tracing, she wanted to dig a little deeper. So she sent some DNA samples to all the top genealogy websites and waited for the results.
Oh, man. Okay. I just can't imagine the anxiety you would have or the excitement to know, finally.
And one day, she finally got a phone call.
Whoa.
And because of that call, she was interviewed on the local news about it.
Okay.
Here's what she said.
She goes, okay, I found your father. All I'm going to do is give you his name. I said, well, is it someone famous? And she said, yeah. And I thought, of course my father's a murderer.
Murderer?
Murderer.
Wait,
oh,
what?
Oh, no.
It wasn't like Ryan Gosling's love child.
That's
or something.
What I was waiting for.
Not Elvis Presley's secret baby.
Oh, no.
Found out her father was a murderer.
Oh,
that's interesting.
I mean, he's such a murderer that he's famous, like famous enough to know his name. That's usually like a serial killer.
Is it better if she knows now or not? You know?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I mean, you can explain why. I mean, you can be happy that you weren't raised by him.
There you go.
Right?
Yeah, that's a good outtake.
Well, that's what she found out. Her family secret is that her dad was famous in a not so good way.
Yeah.
In fact, he's been on the FBI's most wanted list since 1996.
What?
Did some bad stuff.
Out there.
And he's still out there.
Oh my God.
What if she's the one that actually tracks him down?
Maybe.
Damn it, I knew the kid would always ruin everything for me.
Well, she says he would be 84 today, and her gut feeling is that he's alive and living over in Europe somewhere. And she believes that because she did more research and found out that he'd spent some time living around Italy and France.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And she said the reason that she reacted the way that she did by saying, oh, of course he's a murderer, is because she was raised by people with a great sense of humor. So all you can do is laugh when you find out news like that.
So it's like the sarcasm. Like, after all these years, that's of course what happened to me.
Smart defense. That's a good defense on her part.
Yeah.
Kathy's not the only person who later in life learned a shocking secret about their family.
Ooh-hoo-hoo.
In fact, other people started commenting and sharing their own stories. Maybe not as heavy as that one, but still interesting in their own way.
Yeah,
I want to hear them.
This is good.
Like one person said, my parents used to take an annual trip to the Bahamas that they never took me on because it was, quote, their time together.
Oh, I feel like I already know where this is going.
Well, that makes sense, though. I would be like, yeah, I mean.
Yeah, there's a lot of adult resorts
in
the Bahamas that would not be kid-friendly.
Fast forward to my senior year in high school when they left me home alone for a trip. I borrowed my mom's leather jacket, and while I was in her closet, I found travel brochures from my parents' trip. Turns out they were on a swingers cruise.
Okay.
Oh,
and they'd been going on that cruise every summer.
Well, again, aren't you glad that they didn't take you along?
Another person said, after my grandpa passed away, we were going through his things, and at the bottom of his drawer, there was a framed picture of him and the Pope just hanging out.
Not even like one of those, but just hanging out.
It was signed and said, thanks for everything. What does that mean?
Oh my gosh, how do you get to hang out with the Pope? Normally you see him through this big glass mobile, you wave and that's it.
Does anyone else automatically assume mafia?
Oh.
I don't know why.
The Pope? What?
Oh, I was going back to the swingers cruise thing with the Pope. Thanks for the great time, Mr. Pope.
Either way, I hope you're both wrong.
Yeah. Okay? The next one is from a woman who said, my grandma would never let us go up into her attic.
Ooh.
She would always say it's too messy and no place for kids, and even told me a really scary story to prevent me from going up there.
Bro, I don't mess with attics either.
You
don't gotta tell me not to go up there. I won't go
Makes
up there.
Makes me want to go more. What's up there, Grandma?
What? You
want to
go more?
Oh, yeah. I love dirty secrets.
She says, eventually I grew up. She passed away, and my mom asked me to clean out her attic.
Oh,
I was 25 at the time and went up there reluctantly. And what I found was a disco ball, a stripper pole, and a record player, along with signed photos of my grandpa performing at bachelorette parties.
Yeah, grandpa was the real king.
Awesome. I love this.
Grandpa was a stripper, but old school?
Yeah.
All right, put it on.
He carries in a gramophone as soon as he goes to a bachelorette party.
You can't strip too hard either if there's a record player, right?
True.
It's just
going to
skip and scratch the entire time.
I know, Brooke, you have a family secret that you learned.
I do. What? My dad did his genealogy.
Oh, no.
God, I don't even know if I'm allowed to share this.
Okay.
I'll just say that my dad was not the father, but somebody else in our family was.
Of you?
No, of another person we didn't know about. But there was a person that came back and said, hey, I'm a 99% match to your dad.
Wow.
How am I related? And through some investigations, we found out that somebody else in our family had another kid.
Oh, so it wasn't your dad. No, it wasn't my dad.
But my mom was so sweet. My mom came to my dad and said, if it is your secret love child, I'll love him like my own.
Oh, I love your mom. That's so cute.
It's okay if you had an affair at some point in our 15-year marriage. But that's like,
so
dude,
sweet.
I was 12 at the time. It was not my kid.
Right. And then that secret love child went on to become the Pope.
Yeah.
What a happy ending for everybody.
Oh, my God.
Text in to 78592. Tell us, what's the weirdest family secret you ever found out later in life? Your phone tap's coming up right after this.